Earlier this week, we heard about uses of short-term manure storage and some of the regulations. Today, Trevor Wallace, nutrient management specialist with Alberta Agriculture, discusses some best management practices. Wallace says it starts with following the regulations and then scouting an appropriate site ahead of time.
The big things with short-term manure storage, but in the field, is selecting one that you can get the equipment to, so it's not wet around it. You can hopefully contain any kind of runoff from the site. But I think it's most important is just positioning it so that it isn't a nuisance. It doesn't cause traffic or visibility issues when they're close to the road. But selecting locations that you can get to take advantage of short-term manure storage within your manure management system, because it does offer a few advantages. It allows you to get and clean pens when the ground's still frozen or before they get wet and get the manure in the field in preparation for spreading. So you may be putting in a short-term manure storage to go into some pivot corners of an irrigation pivot or a corner of a field in preparation for when the crop comes off so you can spread right away. You may be doing it in the fall so that you can spread in the spring right away, getting into the field. And it allows us to move the manure around while there's still road bands on or the ground still might be wet that you can't get to some areas of the field. So it's ideal to pick a location that you can get the equipment to and from that point, spread manure. Now, I knew a few operations are using short-term manure storage economically as a way of reducing the manure application costs. And it sounds strange, but they're getting the manure to the field in a short-term pile. They're using larger trucks and dumps and putting it in the field and then reloading it in the field and spreading it. So they may be putting the manure down the center of the field and spreading from the center of the field to the edge and back. So essentially, the spreaders don't leave the field. They are not really empty for any period of time. They're filled at the manure pile, they spread, and they spread all the way back. Some guys use it at the edge of the field, and they spread the whole width of the field and back. It's just a different way of managing the manure, but it allows them to use larger end dumps, get it to the field economically, even though there's another loading and spreading with spreaders in the field, but it's been able to work for them. Helps them clean out their pens earlier, situate it in the field, stage it, basically, for spreading, so when the spreaders come, away they can go, and they're not running on the roads empty.
Wallace adds good site selection will also guard against nutrient losses.
Ideally, you're picking a site which isn't flooding or runoff is being contained in the field, because that's just a way you're losing nutrients. And I know it's regulated, but the length of time you use a site is basically around a nutrient accumulation issue, nutrients leaching from the manure pile into the ground. So we want to move it around so we can take advantage of those nutrients. Otherwise, you're creating real hot spots in the field that may lodge on you. So moving that short-term manure storage over a little bit and establishing it there in the future, if that's what you're going to do for using it next year, is a great way just to take advantage of all the nutrients around. A few things to just record is, where you had it. It can be GPSed or just mark on a fence post kind of thing, just so you know where they are, and you can move them around the field to take advantage of the nutrients.
I'll have more with Wallace on tomorrow's program.